Good morning. Welcome. This is Ephesus Baptist Church. It's God's house. He's provided it for us to come and to worship and to praise Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen indeed. I hope all of you know that Thursday is Patriot Day. It is a day that's set aside to remember those who and honor those who perished as a result of the horrific terrorist attacks against the United States on 9/11/01. And United in Prayer Incorporated has organized a ground roots movement to set aside today as a day of prayer for our military personnel. And supporters all over the country have pledged to show their strength and encouragement and support to our men and women in the armed forces who are daily making sacrifices to protect their freedom. And they will do this by joining together in prayer today. And my message today is based upon an outline by Chaplain Captain Graham B. Glover of the United States Army. And Captain Glover was one of the prime organizers of this day of prayer. Our text this morning comes from Psalm, the 31st chapter, verses 1 through 5. Psalm 31, 1 through 5. King David is writing and praising God. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead me and guide me. Free me from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. May God add his blessing to the reading, hearing, and studying of his word. On Tuesday, September the 11th, 2001, our nation was attacked by the hand of evil. Many of you know exactly where you were on that day and at that moment. I certainly do. Connie and I were at the beach enjoying a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. And she had an appointment at the hairdresser. And we went in and I told her I was going to go walk on the beach. And I looked up at the television and there was one of the towers on fire. So I know exactly where I was. And since that day, our country has come together and united behind the personnel who responded to that event on that day. And also, despite what most of the media want you to believe, Americans have united behind those brave men and women of our armed forces who have been risking their lives daily to prevent further and future attacks. And despite our differences, Americans of all backgrounds and traditions have united as one behind the cause of freedom. Even in the midst of the prolonged fighting in which we have been involved, the United States has not wavered in its support of those who ensure the liberties that we as Americans enjoy. So it is only appropriate that we remember the events of 9/11 this morning and this coming Thursday and the war against terror that our military continues to fight. From the moment they were called to duty, our military has served with honor and integrity, and along beside their families, they have sacrificed so that we could be free. So we pause this morning to unite in prayer in support of our troops and in this great nation in which we live. Like all of you, I love my country. We have, Connie and I have been to Europe, a few of the countries, France, Germany, Austria, and I know of no other country of which I'd rather be a citizen. And I thank God every day for the opportunity to live in this wonderful land. And I know that without those who put their life on the line daily, my family and I would not be able to enjoy many of the opportunities that the United States now can afford us. And for the service rendered by our military personnel, including my son, I am forever grateful. And today we should give thanks not only for our nation and its troops, but more importantly, we should give thanks to the one in whom we take refuge, our rock and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. America is a religious country. No matter how you read it, our history is clearly rooted in the Judeo-Christian ethic. And although we steadfastly support the right of a person to freely practice or not to practice his or her religion, our laws and our customs are noticeably defined by the faith of many of our forefathers and many of our fellow countrymen today. You know, almost every survey taken estimates that 90% of Americans believe in God. And those who attend religious services in the United States more often than not far outweigh the percentage of any other country. So we are indeed a religious country. And to be sure, we do not adhere to one particular faith. We are increasingly becoming a religiously diverse culture. Yet at the core of that culture are people like us who believe in Jehovah God, who believe in the God of Israel, because he protects and watches over us each and every day. Here we need only recall the word of Samuel Smith's song, America. Our fathers, God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by their might, great God, our King. And to this belief in God, the words from our text in Psalm 31 ring so true. When David said, in you, O Lord, do I take refuge. In other words, David is saying to the Lord that he and his nation Israel turn to him for protection and security. And granted, King David, like America, had a mighty army. It was the most powerful in the land at that time. But yet, those weapons and his troops were there to protect him, but only God could truly provide the protection from the hand of the enemy. God, David still called upon God's help to repel those who would fight against him. He called on the God of Israel to keep him free from danger and to assist him to find security for himself and his nation, for he knew that only God could provide the safety and protection that he needed. And today we Americans do the same. Those of us who are believers, we turn to God for help in our time of need. We turn to him as our nation continues to battle our enemies, pleading for the safe return of our loved ones who are serving in the military, pleading that they be brought home safely and to instill a sense of peace in the hearts of all. We too call upon the God of Israel to keep us free from danger. As wars and rumors of wars surround us, we know that despite the awesome danger, the awesome strength and power of our military, that it is only God who can ensure safety, eternal safety. It is only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob who never forsakes us, no matter what the situation. It is only the God who became flesh and dwelt among us that offers the certainty of everlasting life. And it is only the God born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, buried, and arose again, who loves us unconditionally. And such unconditional love is available to us regardless of how often we sin and how heinous our transgressions might be. It is only the God who promises to return in glory, bringing with Him a new heaven and a new earth, who can guarantee the type of security that we truly seek. So today, those of us sitting in these pews, along with millions of Americans across the country, say to God, "In You, O Lord, do we take refuge. It is to You we turn, O Lord, in our time of need for protection and safety." Any student, I think, of American history recalls the profound words written by John F. Kennedy at his inaugural address. In the long history of the world, President Kennedy said, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shirk from this responsibility. I welcome it. I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Heeding this charge, some 40 years later, each of us can serve our country by praying for it. Together with the psalmist David, we can pray unto the Lord for refuge, asking Him to protect our land from the hand of evil and to keep our military safe until they return home. For we know that without the protective hand of God, nothing, not even the valiant efforts of our military, is possible. We know by calling upon the Lord in prayer that our nation and those who serve it will be given the protection and guidance they need to do their duty as they seek not only to serve the United States, but to serve the Lord as well. However, the charge for us to serve our country does not end with prayer and should not end with prayer, as those who believe that the Lord is the only rock and redeemer, we also serve our fellow Americans by proclaiming righteousness of God with all those around us. We serve our country best by giving witness to the One who is the true light of the world. I think the greatness of our country is something of which we all should be proud. The bravery of the men and women who serve is something every one of us should admire. However, it is only the name of the Lord Jesus which will lead us to ultimate victory and guide us to the true path of righteousness. With Jesus, we are led to the cross, where the path to eternal life has been paved for each and every one of us. With Jesus, we join His resurrection from the dead, defeating death and defeating the evil one once and for all. And His sacrifice was for each and every one of us. His sacrifice is the message that our country and our troops need to hear. And indeed, this sacrifice is why we call Jesus our rock of salvation and proclaim him to be our Redeemer. He alone has overcome death. He alone has defeated Satan. With the sacrifice of Christ as our message and the Word of God as our guide, we can rest assured that in the rubble of 9/11, in the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan, and in the pews of this church and many, many like it, the Lord of our God has never left us, has never forsaken us, has never forgotten about us, has never turned his back upon us. It is we who have turned our back upon God. We told him to get out of our schools. We told him to get out of our government. And then we turn around and say, why does God let something like a hurricane happen? Well, maybe God's saying, I'm getting out. Maybe he's saying, you wanted me out, you kicked me out, so I'm getting out. Even in the face of death, God promises eternal life. Even in the midst of war, he brings everlasting peace. And as we unite in prayer and worship, Jesus makes himself known to us in every sense of the word. He, the Lord our God, has delivered us. Today, September the 7th, 2008, is truly, I think, a day we should all be exceptionally proud to be an American. We have problems. We have an election coming up that will determine our fate for the next 4 years. We have wars breaking out. We have conflicts breaking out. But yet, we are privileged to live in a land where freedom is celebrated and liberty is protected by the sacrifices of those who serve. And I also have the unique opportunity to be able to stand in this pulpit and proclaim God's greatness right along with you without fear of retribution or persecution. So together as a congregation, together as a body of believers, we worship the one who remains loyal to his faithful without any reservations. This is why today, as Americans and Christians, we unite with millions of fellow citizens in prayer for our country, our troops, and for the righteousness of God. We unite with as one people, with one faith, in one true God, a God who has and is and will always stand beside us as we proclaim his righteousness and take refuge in him. Let us bow in prayer. Almighty God, we trust you in every hour of our need. We ask today that you protect the brave men and women of our armed forces. Watch over them as they put their lives at risk to defend our liberties. Give them strength and courage, and keep them free from harm until their safe return home. Have compassion on their families as they seek your continued love and support. Today, Lord, we honor those who serve, whose loyalty and courage help ensure that peace reigns throughout the world. And together we thank them for their service to their country and their commitment to protect our freedoms, and we thank you for keeping them safe. Side by side as Americans, we thank you for the many blessings upon this land. And Lord, we pray that all your children on earth may live together in peace and harmony, united as one. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. If you would like to have Jesus as your refuge, if you would like for Him to be your Redeemer, if you would like to know the peace that passes all understanding, if you would like eternal life, it's there available for you. And the path is so simple. You accept God's grace, the gift of salvation given to you through His Son, Jesus Christ. You come forward and you say, I accept the Lord as my personal Savior. And I ask Him to forgive all my sins. Come and do that, and we'll pray with you and thank God for your decision. If you have any other decisions to make regarding membership in this church, please come forward and I'll be glad to speak with you.